Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is someone who would never curse me out on a yacht. Ever, I hope. It's Ronnie Karam. Hey, Ronnie, what's up?
Time will tell. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good. I'm doing well, thank you. What's going on in your world?
You know, just enjoying that Below Deck life. We're talking Below Deck today. Also, just a quick reminder that tickets are on sale. Come get your live tickets to see us live next year. We're going to 21 different cities: Nashville, Philadelphia, Cleveland, Milwaukee, Chicago, San Diego, San Francisco, all sorts of places. Los Angeles. I'm so excited to do a show in LA. The last few years, our only live shows in LA have been the Crappies. And so this year, since the Crappies are in New York, we get to do a proper like Crappens live show, not a special event. And I'm really excited to do that here in my hometown. So go to watchcrappens.com and get your tickets, and we'll see you there on the road. We'll see all your bright, smiling faces, and we can't wait. It's been too long.
Yes. All right, let's get on to some Below Deck action. Today is called Bourbon Buffoonery. And listen, as a larger, bald man in his 40s, this was very triggering to watch for me. Okay? Yeah. It's like I saw little clones of myself just being horrible human beings, stunning, horrible. And we all know when I'm wasted, I would never, ever act like that.
You wouldn't. You really wouldn't. You'd be like putting on a performance. You'd be like singing some sort of ballad from like a forgotten Sondheim musical. That's what you would be doing. It was funny. This felt like it was like a Tommy from Shaw's of Sunset. I felt like the boat was taken over by like five Tommies.
Yes. Except all like, the Tommies.
Except Tommy is actually like charming and sweet, and these guys were just like awful.
Yeah. So we start with the previouslys, which is basically just the guy with the handlebar mustache going, "You trying to fuck me up the ass?"
Yeah.
"Trying to fuck me up the ass? Hey. You trying to fuck me up the ass?" So we start at 6:05 in St. Eartha Kitts, and everybody's waking up, and Captain Lee's on a stair climber, like, "God, this is amazing. Facing the ocean on this goddamn stair climber. Who thought of this? Great decoration skills."
Great decorations. And then they're just picking up cigarette butts on the deck and things like that. And then Fraser wakes up and he sniffs his shirt and goes, "No, I can't wear that. Disgusting. This is the heather of shirts. Gross."
So Jake comes into the mess and he's like, "How's it going?" And no one answers him. He's like, "How's it going?" Raina's like, "Good." Raina, really, that hungover voice. And I have a lot in common with her. Just that laugh alone. It's like the gates of hell opening every time she laughs.
Yeah, it was. It sounded like a coffee grinder or something. So
it was like the full espresso experience. It's like
it was like I heard the latte foaming, like everything, like that smoker's hungover smoker laugh. Ooh, she had it rough. So
yeah,
she's like definitely, you know, feeling horned up, and she's like talking about last night. She's like, "The pulse of my cooch was like."
"All right, see you on deck in 5.
Are you trying to fuck me up the ass, Eddie? You trying to?"
So Eddie's giving orders on deck and telling people to wash, and then Heather goes up to Jess and tells her that she's going to start you on crew mess, and Fraser, you need to get on the master. And Heather tells us, "I'm annoyed with my team, but I'm going to be more hands-on with them because we need to do better. B-E-T-T-E-R, better."
And then we just see the deckhands cleaning, and Jake is like, you know what? I don't like American music. You know, there's not enough songs about being pegged up the ass. You know what I'm saying? And Eddie's like, yeah. You go to a concert, it's just like a guy standing behind a desk, be like, oop, 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 right? I mean, it's like stupid.
Music is the same where you come from. I'm sorry to break it to you. Yeah. There are a lot of guys where you come from standing behind a desk on a computer. Okay? And they're called musicians. How dare you?
Yeah.
So Jake is flirting with Raina, who's, you know, still doing her ah! laugh. And Captain calls Rachel and Eddie and Heather together. Guess for what, guys? Press sheet meeting.
All right, our primary is Michael Durham. He's a Seattle-based real estate broker with an appreciation for fine whiskey. Okay, and look at that picture. It's like a classic real estate pose. Can't you just picture that on a billboard somewhere?
And Rachel's like, I can see myself sitting on his face at a bus stop.
So they're all big bourbon drinkers, and they want Captain Lee to join for dinner, and they want like white party, and they want to do a luau, they want to hit golf balls, all that stuff.
Who really wants a white party? I mean, on Below Deck, they make it sound like everybody just wants a white. Nobody wants a white party, okay? I don't know anybody in real life who actually even has a white party. I think I've been Kyle to like Richards. One white party. Yeah, exactly.
You see? I feel like
thirst.
Okay, if I'm doing a white party, there has to be like a lot of people there, so that way it's like, oh, look at all these people dressed in white. But if it's just like six people dressed in white, it's just, you're just six people dressed in white. I'm sorry. And also, I'm sick of white parties and Gatsby themed parties. I don't need them anymore. And it's like, that's just like, how many times, like if I'm going on to Below Deck, I think I want to have like a fun theme that no one's done before, not the most cliche things.
Yeah. Also, people who say they have an appreciation for fine whiskey and make their whole life about whiskey, none of them are calm, fun people. They're all dark, yelly kind of people. Okay?
Yeah.
That shit will make you yell. I'm sorry. If you ever want to see me yell, give me some of that. And then throw up a lot.
Whiskey
give
me business.
That. Yeah.
So
whiskey business. In my underwear. Sliding across the floor in my parents' house.
So now Eddie and Rachel are talking. And they're just having like mindless patter, and Rachel's just being barely tolerating him because she's still really mad about last year. She's like, yeah, you know what? Last year, you know, to my face, he was my friend. But behind my titties, he was like a jerk. And like, I have a little bit of bitterness, but like, I really need to get rid of it because like, that's not my flavor. You know what's my flavor? Cooters.
Yeah. You're an obnoxious drunk. Okay. And the person that did try to say it to your face, you're still talking shit about this year. So
that's true.
I'm really not sure how to win with you, ma'am. So Fraser is talking to Raina, and he's like, so I had a little bit too much to drink last night. Titter, titter. I would laugh realistically, but it's really not good for your lungs. And she's like, did I do something silly? Now, did we all go to bed at the same time, sillily?
He just wants to ask what happened with you and Jake, but he's like, he doesn't want to be a gossip. So he wants to like faux incriminate himself. Like, did I do anything silly and unbecoming? Was I naughty by any chance? No. Okay. What did you do? Did you have a smooch, a little kissy, a little fucky fuck? No. Did you?
Well, don't be ashamed. He's amazing. And she's like, but I like someone. He lives in Canada. Yeah, I met him in a club. You can't stop drunk Raina.
Yeah, so Issa, last week we thought Issa was a lady because of Issa Rae, but Issa's a man. So how about that? So, Raina was in the club. And Raina is saying that she says, well, you know, the thing is this, I don't want to fuck Jake. And he goes, well, you don't have to. You just want to have a friendly flirt. I would friendly flirt until the cows come home. I'd friendly flirt all day long. I fucking hate friendly flirting, especially with trash.
You know what else I hate? Cows coming home. Like, seriously, all at the same time like that. Fuck off, cows. Garbage cows.
Just get out of here already. We're already replaced with a goat.
So, anybody wondering what Jess is doing? It's laundry. And she's, like, popping a soda. That's her big, exciting moment is, like, popping a soda and sipping from it.
Yeah, she drinks it like Gollum, like, holding the ring, right? She, like, clutches it with, like, two hands. It's like,
ah, my precious.
Okay, and then we get the Norma of this season, Nick, who's the yacht provisioner, and Rachel calls, and she's like, Nick, hi, this is Rachel at the boat. I'm calling for a pig for the beach luau. All right, well, I can do that for you. Also, do you got a spit available? Of course, where there's a pig, there's a spit. You know, if you were a kind of a wind, you would be, shut the fuck up, just bring me a pig on a spit, all right, bitch? Quick.
We also get the first insight that I've had about Wes. Like, Wes has, like, unbridled enthusiasm about everything. I didn't really notice it the first few episodes. But at one point, he, like, there's, like, some sort of fixture on the deck that's, like, come out of place. And he's like, how is this just popping off? It's crazy. It's crazy. It's like, you're way too excited about that fixture.
It really is. So Rachel calls Eddie to have a meeting. And he's like, so what's up? And she's like, well, kind of wanted to have a little chat because last season there were some alarming things said on your behalf about me. It was viciously attacking, going straight for my integrity and character. And it was really uncalled for. And it threw me for a loop and it stayed with me for the whole duration until this season.
He's like, well, I'm really sorry for saying anything that hurt your feelings. I mean, I just did not get along with Rachel last season. I never came and talked to you directly about my issues, which were that you were a terrible, terrible drunk. And I'm sorry that I didn't.
Yeah. He's like, well, last time we worked together, she started drinking and she's just a different person, but I should have talked to her personally. So she's like, well, just make sure it doesn't happen again because it's super hurtful and I don't want to have to fart down your throat and I'll fucking do it.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, I think that, like, that Eddie and I can, like, we can play in the same sandbox this season without hitting each other with the spades. Like, yay, I won't have to flip a table or eat someone's larynx.
All right, let's go fuck this charter in the face.
So Eddie calls the provisioner now, and he's
Nick.
Like,
yeah, he calls Nick now.
Yeah, he calls Nick and he goes, hi, this is Ed Lucas on My Sienna. I'm like, Ed Lucas? I'm sorry.
Oh, hi, Ed. Wow, that sounds like a handsome name. Guess what? I'm a numerology expert. Your name stands for sexy. What can I do for you?
Well, I just want some biodegradable golf balls. I mean to make sure this is on camera so people don't think I'm ruining the oceans. Boner.
Yeah, I just lost my boner on the biodegradable golf balls. Okay, Ed, sorry. I'm gonna look a little more into numerology. Find something sexier and call me back.
Okay. Right. So then Jessica is in her room.
I thought the same thing you did, that they made sure to get the biodegradable golf balls thing. Because like people really do get mad every year on Twitter. They're like, how dare you golf into the ocean? I'm like, they're leaking like thousands of gallons of fuel into the ocean as well. Okay, but glad you're super upset over those golf balls while you're watching a yacht show.
Yeah, exactly. So then Jessica is in her room and she calls her mom, and her mom is Susan, and her mom's like, well, you look tired. You have your jammies on, your old lady jammies. Ha 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 ha. Tired face, old lady tired face.
She's like, mom, what are you doing in the garage? She's like, smoking a cigarette and gambling on my phone.
You're fucking drunk, mom.
What's your problem with it, huh? I earned it, all right? So she's like, my mom and I are really close. She had me at 19, so we bicker a lot. And I decided I was going to school to be a cosmetologist, so she went back to school to become a mortician. She wants me to do hair and makeup on her bodies. And I'm like, and no.
I love that Susan just assumed that they were going to be developing a pitch for a sitcom. She's like, oh, you're going to go back to cosmetology. I'll do mortician, and then we'll have our sitcom. It's like, no, mom. I did not sign up for a sitcom right now.
It's just so funny. Your mom's like, wow, you want to be a cosmetologist? That's amazing, honey. How about on dead bodies? Let's do it.
I thought she was going to say, so my mom went to school to be a hairdresser or something, or like an esthetician. But she's like, no, my mom went to be a mortician so I can do makeup on her dead bodies.
Oh, I mean, that's the ultimate in support, you know? You care about your daughter so much that you just want her to have clients who won't run away. So that's Rachel's... Right.
Captive
Rachel's
audience.
She walks into a messy galley and she's like, note to self, do not start projects.
Yeah.
And the captain's showing Wes, he's like, ah, look at that over there. That's our new home. What do you think of that? And Wes is like, it's great. Really? Because we got about 18 feet to get in there. That's
Great.
Yeah, it is fucking great. We're going to get in there 18 feet. We're going to squeeze right in.
That's great.
You're not going to be the lead deckhand. I'll tell you that much right fucking now, sir.
Captain Lee is very chatty right now. He's like, yeah, we have all this room to maneuver, and we got 18 feet, and it's like that, and we only draw 8.5. That's thing. And then Wes goes, what? My boat is 7.5. I can't get to those many places. Oh, my God. It's like, out of nowhere, Wes is like, 8.5 feet. Damn.
Because Captain Lee's not going to stop talking until he gets some kind of reaction.
Listen, I know I'm a little chatty today, but have you ever done a stair climber with a view? Changed my goddamn life, I'll tell you that.
Well, no, I've definitely climbed stairs before. No, a stair climber. It's an exercise device where the stairs cycle through.
What? What? Stairs cycling through? Are you kidding me?
So, Heather goes into the laundry room, and she's like, Jess, I'm going to need you to iron Captain Lee's clothes within an hour and a half, please. And Jess is like, I'm not happy. Which, wow, it's episode, what is this, 3, 4? Where she's already miserable in laundry.
It's always the person who volunteers, who says they love laundry, who gets so mad when they have to actually do laundry. So,
yeah.
So now they're doing, more provisions are arriving, and Heather hits her funny bone. And Jess is just like giving herself a pep talk. She's saying, as my grandma always says, good enough, good enough.
God, you come from a really inspiring family.
I know. Seriously.
All right, everyone, get your asses into the main salon. We're going to have a crew meeting. Okay. We didn't get to have our formal meeting that we normally have. So I thought I'd take this opportunity to do what I call the plane ticket tango, okay?
All I expect is you to do your jobs. Radios are my pet peeve. All right, if you're looking for your radio, odds are I've got it, all right? So I don't want to hear a no. I want to hear a can. Got it?
I do have 2 rules. Do not embarrass yourself and do not embarrass the boat. Because even though this is a show about boats, I'm not afraid to put you on a plane.
And do not say God damn it without a damn it at the end unless you're praying. Wait, that's 3 rules. All right. Rule number 4, don't do math on my goddamn rules, God damn it.
Rule number 5, there's 3 more rules. I have no problem with letting someone go in the middle of a charter. And I got a pocket full of plane tickets. Okay, I don't know if you may have heard of a pocket full of kryptonite by the spin doctors. Well, I call this a pocket full of plane tickets. By the Lee's doctors. My doctors actually came up with that when I had my AFib. So I hope I don't have to use it. But if I do, it'll be quick and severe. It'll be you're going to hold out your hand and I'll be like, thwack! And you'll have a plane ticket in it. Quick and severe.
He reminds me of my dad. It's Raina. He's like a chocolate chip cookie that's been sitting out. He's hard on the exterior, but he's chewy and soft on the inside. And sometimes with the fingernail left in there, because my dad's always nervous when he bakes.
What cookies are she
eating? just learned that Raina's dad is terrible at baking.
I know. I'm thinking, like how thick are her cookies that they're able to have these dual textures? Like, normally, like, once a cookie goes stale, it's all hard or it's all soft. Whichever, like, if it's a soft cookie, it's gonna go hard. If it's a hard cookie, it's gonna go soft. But I don't usually get that, like, nuance of texture.
Yeah, I do, because I overcook my cookies. You see, that's why I'm calling the dad a bad baker, because I'm not the best either. So my cookies are really hard on the outside when I make them, and then they stay soft on the inside longer. So it's weird, like you chip a tooth, but then it's all gravy from there.
Okay.
Yep, well, that's right.
All right. I'm going to let you have that.
Work hard or get fired. That's it.
And Heather's like, let's get this charter's booty. So then laundry, more laundry. So Heather comes in and she's like, oh my God, Jess, don't steam those. There is so much to do before you get to that. I mean, look at all of this. Jess is like,
she's clutching her little Coke can like,
oh my precious, you're telling us what to do.
So Lee is, so he's like, oh, Eddie, this could be the year. I like what I'm seeing so far. I hope we're not going to have a Captain Glenn situation, if you know what I'm talking about. He hit the goddamn deck on his show.
Well, look at that Jake go. That's his name, right?
Yeah, he's great, Captain. One of his last two boats, he was promoted to lead deckhand.
He's like, well, on my last two boats, I slept in my underwear. Doesn't make me a Chippendales dancer. What else he got?
God, he hustles like someone's trying to shove something up his ass. Yeah, that's actually a motivating factor for him.
Right. He better listen to me or he's going to get my foot up his ass.
Actually, don't tell him that or he'll stop listening.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So that we, Captain Lee is just nervous about promoting Jake to lead deckhand because in the past he's promoted people before they were ready, like Kelly and Nico, and it's burned him. But the thing is this, is that Eddie really doesn't want to work anymore, and he's just, like, very hot to trot. He's like, well, you know, the other day Jake did sham me a window, so I think he's pretty much qualified, so let's do that.
Yeah, he wants to get into his first officer's role, but it's weird because on this show you never see the first officer, and there's usually a first officer and then a bosun. Right,
yeah,
and
so
then
there no
three deckhands. So I don't know. It's making it all weird. I don't like the number shift.
But weren't there like three dudes at the beginning of the season, like engineers? And wasn't there already a first? Maybe it was first mate versus first officer. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. So Heather is checking the primary bedroom, and she's like, "Oh my God, Fraser, you need a towel here, another towel here. I mean, oh, these orchids need some love." Mm-hmm. Okay, you know, there's checking on towels, and then there's kind of insinuating that someone is to blame for an orchid that doesn't look well. You know what I mean?
Orchids don't comply with even the best chiefs do. I'll just say that. Orchids are orchids. Yeah. It was actually their own dumb fault for putting an orchid in there in the first place. Why put a temperamental flower in there? Like, it should be a... I don't know what's a better
fern.
Flower, but almost...
Just a fern.
Literally like a pine, like a little fern, a little ficus. Yep.
Yeah, just put a shrub.
Just put a bamboo in the pebbles. Those last 4 months.
Yeah, okay. Just put a dry stick in there. So Heather's
just draw a daisy, okay, and stick it to the window, like, and say it was from a kid.
Guys, I want you to both know where I come from, okay? Now, I'm going to need you to both be a little fluid. I feel like we need to pick up the pace in laundry and cocktail. You know, 15-minute martinis. I'm not saying let's drop the standard. I just want to keep the ball rolling because I've busted my ass to climb the ladder, okay? So I need shorter martini times.
I need the ball to roll down a ladder, okay? And so Frasier's just staring at her like, die. I'm housekeeping. Okay. Oh, so shorter martinis. Why don't we just take some trash and serve them that in a glass? How about that?
How about instead of baking a cake, we just pour batter all over their heads? Moron.
But yeah, how about we just line them up with a hose and just spray it in their mouths at this point? I mean, for crying out loud, it takes 15 minutes for a good martini.
You need to show them how to make a martini. And 2 seconds is what you need to do. Don't just tell them no 15-minute martinis. No one chooses to spend 15 minutes on a martini. You know what I mean? He needs to be trained in the martini lady. I can't believe I'm on Fraser's side because he is a little winga.
I'm not on his side because he was not amazing in the first two or whatever. Has there been one or two charters? I can't remember. One charter. He was not amazing in it, but no. He's acting like he's like the shit. And that it's like her fault for giving him bad direction. And it's like, and then they get mad that she micromanages. But the truth was that there was like trash left on a sofa, the towels that were not taken care of. And like, even if you're being pulled for service, like that shit that you should be able to do.
Yeah.
Based on how he talks.
I agree. But she needs to like show him the martini. Like her speech is kind of meaningless. Just saying like, I need you to be fluid. And
yeah, it was meaningless.
Go faster, you know? Like, you have to show them how to do it faster.
She also was kept on doing a lot of the we, like, instead of saying, you need to be faster. She was like, we just need to be faster with our martinis, even though it's, like, directed at Fraser. So he's like...
Right, and also, he does the thing that I hate, where he's like, listen, all I got from this meeting is that we're running this charter the exact same way as the last, which is shit. I've never worked with a chief stew that hasn't been impeccable in every way. And so, I'm feeling a little insecure with her as my leader. Like, my God. You need to, you know, now I'm going to totally flip my flop, okay?
Yeah.
You still need to know how to do this goddamn job.
And didn't he say he's only been on, like, one boat or two boats but for, like, 2 years? He's acting like he's had, like, 10 years of experience.
I know, and fucking Mary Poppins is his, you know, chief stew.
So then Heather's like, yeah, I feel like if you don't keep progressing every day, you die. So let's kick some ass. Otherwise, I'm literally going to have to kill you. Okay, Frasier?
Tell that to my face, okay? Which is definitely not improving every day, ma'am. Okay, that's not how life works.
So then Jessica gives another insight into her family dynamic. She's like, Heather reminds me of my grandmother, micromanager Marion. She always has to have something in her hand in something. And we just have to do everything that way. Otherwise, the way Heather wants it done. Otherwise, it's like the ghost of micromanager Marion's back. She'll kill me.
She really hates her grandma, huh? I love it.
She does.
I think it's hilarious. Like my grandma always said, well, it's another fucking day on Earth. So then the captain, calls everyone to get in their whites because it's time to meet the guests. And Heather just passes a window and goes, Frasier, get those streaks off.
So...
It's like every little thing.
Yeah.
Frasier, really don't like hardwood instead of carpeting. Okay, change that.
I don't like trash. So then, so now they're all getting to their whites and everything. They line up, and here come the guests. Just again, it's like a bunch of Tommy fights. Just, or it's, you know what? It's like an Andrew Zimmern convention. It's like a bunch of Andrew Zimmerns just ambling towards the boat. And then there's like two random gays in the back of, which is, I was not expecting that, like a gay couple. So they walk on up, and the guests are like, yeah, this crew has no idea what they have in store for them. I'm throwing someone in the fucking water.
Yeah, you know what I'm gonna do? Slap someone with a fucking towel. That's what's about to happen, huh?
Yeah, just like, oh dear. So then,
well, let's get the hell out of Dodge and have fun. You're about to get a tour from Western Buns over there. Have fun.
So they get a tour, and this guy is just so fucking obnoxious through the whole thing. He's like, oh my God, look at that. My hot tub at home is set up the same way, minus the hot tub and the bar. Hey-o!
And then, he's being so obnoxious, and it cuts to Wes and Jake in their room, and Wes is like, these guys are great! And Jake is like, I think they're a bit pissed already. He's like, nah, they're just great guys. Wow, they're so good. Hey, did Captain Lee tell you about how the boat has 8.5 feet when it goes in the slip? Oh my God, that's the best. And I ask about the Stairmaster too.
So one of the guys says to the lady, who I thought was his wife, but wasn't,
co-worker.
Terry. He's like, I'm going to kick your ass down these goddamn stairs. And she's like, okay. He goes, I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want. And then the other one's like, hey, you're going to sit like Richard Nixon at that desk? And he's like Trump. Like Trump. Like, wow, look, I Donald got two Trump. Toilets. One for when I shit and one for when I don't shit.
I was like, I can't believe these people all. I think they all work together. I was like, I cannot believe it. So this guy's being so crude. And then the gays like retreat to their room because they clearly cannot stand him. And they're like inspecting the closet. And there's like the gays are Sean and Curtis. And Curtis is like the really prissy one. And he's like, will this work for the queen for your 38,000 shirts?
And Heather's like, how's everybody feeling? You know what? We need some bites because we just shared a bottle of Tito's before we boarded. She's like, having guests show up as a great drunk is a great sign because that just means they're going to get their hangover in 3 hours. They're going to skip dinner, hopefully.
She's really trying to really trying to use the secret to make this happen because like the rest of the episode, she's like, I think we're about to lose a gas. I think they're about to pass out. I think we're about to lose one. It's like 1 a.m. I think they're about to pass out. Like, Heather, they're not passing out. Give up on the dream.
So Rachel's in the kitchen trying to catch cheese in her mouth and misses. And then, let's get the ropes. All right, we're off. Great job, everybody.
Yeah. So then Terry tries to take a picture of three of the guys. She goes, okay, all right, so let's get to take a picture of the three of you guys. Oh, shoot, it's all shadows. And then Justin's the biggest, like, boor of them all. He's like, oh, Jesus, tap dancing Christ for crying out loud, Terry. Come on, the shadows. Come on, Terry.
So then Frasier is delivering munchies to the bar, and Heather goes to talk to the guests, and she goes, first of all, Heather does this thing when she talks where she does, like, hand dancing to look fancy, where she just, like, does kind of Mr. Miyagi hands. for everything that she's saying. And she's like, just sit back and wait, because Chef Rachel is going to take you on a wild ride. So tonight is the white party, and for the whiskey pairing, Chef Rachel just wants to know which ones you're drinking so she can work with those. Now, what we have is, this is wax on, wax off, I'm going to do. This is for Woodfire Creek. Okay, then we're going to do wax on, wax off, but on the car hood. That's Knob Creek. Okay, you guys following this?
She goes, she says that they have for their big bourbon pairing, Woodford Reserve, Bullet Bourbon, Knob Creek, Chivas Regal. That's how she says it. Chivas Regal and Maker's Mark, which are all, you know, they're all delicious.
But Bezek.
But I was like, if I were going on a yacht and I'm like a big ass bourbon drinker, it's like you're serving me like the basic stuff from like 7-Eleven, you know, like it's good. But like I'd be actually kind of annoyed. But then again, like what would they really be expecting?
Yeah. But yeah, you need more for it.
Well, they should have brought their own bourbon, honestly.
So then Justin's like, what, the first three, that sounds good. Hey, can I have it? Can I have all mine in a thermal cup? All right. A Swiss going to make your life easier. So he has this big thermos, and Heather's like, nothing says classy like whiskey in a thermos on a mega yacht.
Oh, also, we know this is not quite whiskey. We do have Fireball. If you'd like to add that to your tasting. Yes. No. Mm. Okay. So then, West then checks in on Jess in the laundry room. He's like, hey, how's your department work? Like, what does being a stew really mean? Because, well, I'm third, or as grandma would call me, you know, the usual, right? I'm always third. And I just do the grunt work. And then Fraser's on service, which is great because I don't like doing service. And I can only hold a stew face for so long, right? Have I bored you yet, Wes? He's like, no, not at all. I'm really enthusiastic about literally everything, even this mindless conversation about laundry.
So the anchor goes down, and the captain's like, wow, Jake is a hard worker. I'll give him that. Oh, he's sitting. Jake, do not sit on that traffic cone. That is a warning for the swim platform. Please move that back into the toys.
So then Reyna's twerking in the galley. You know, I guess this is the new thing on Below Deck. You have to just, like, twerk in your free time. So she's twerking in the galley, and Rachel's sort of dancing, and Rachel announces that she's going to be doing some Thai food, and she's like, yeah, this one time I was in Bangkok and I'm like drinking like shots of whiskey, and like all of a sudden I come across this like really dodgy guy on Khao San Road, and like he's selling pad thai with like this random street meat that's like really greasy, and like nothing spells a good time like the next morning when you have fire snakes. I was like, oh, very specific imagery.
I thought it was gonna be like some story of how she saw this little guy doing street food and it was the most amazing thing.
Same.
She's gonna try to recreate it, but she's like, nah, shit fire snakes. That's what happened.
Every time I look at them throwing lines onto the dock, I have a traumatic flashback.
So Heather goes to ask Captain if he's joining for dinner. He's like, yeah, I'm not going to be tasting bourbon, though. She's like, would you like some apple juice? I'm thinking we're down to two soon. They're wasted. It's going to be great.
And she does this thing when she goes and sees Captain Lee 101. She's so nervous. She's like, well, we can give you apple juice. She's like, apple juice, they're going to be passing. They're passing out soon. I think I might pass out soon also if I'm up here too much longer. Okay, good chat.
They weren't lying when they said they curse like goddamn sailors, goddammit, were they? Fuck.
They curse more than three goddamn moose that are skiing down a goddamn ski mountain during the zombie apocalypse, am I right, fuckers?
So Wes brings in the pig, and it's in a bag, and he's just shaking the bag going, it's alive! And then one of the guys tells Eddie to get him some golf balls, and the other drunk one's like, you're not supposed to hit the boat, because they can't hit the ball. You know, they're wasted, so they just keep hitting the deck.
And then the guy, the main charter guest, the primary, Michael Durham, he goes to hit the golf ball, and like his club kind of hits the kind of like the little turf, the AstroTurf tee, and Justin goes, Jesus Christ, Durham, you haven't played with that much carpet since you were married last time.
So the captain and Eddie are talking, and Eddie's like, oh gosh, I'm really proud of everybody. He's like, yeah, they're fine. And I like that Jake pays attention. You know, we could use a lead deckhand, but I'm concerned it's too soon. Does he step up to the plate, or does he fold like a cheap suit?
I have to say, I thought his way of stowing away those golf clubs in his butt was very fascinating. I never saw that before, man.
Well, I'm ready to move off the deck. I'm a three-stripe bosun right now. And he's like, well, roll the dice. I hope I don't regret this. Get him up here. And if I do regret it, so will you.
All right, Eddie, here's the rule. You want to be a big boy now? Fine. But whatever you do, don't touch Dragonona's pot, okay? Then we'll really know if you're a big boy.
Oh, too late. I already started putting pasta in and it's taking over the yacht.
Oh, God damn it. God damn it. Someone get Dragonona back on this boat.
So they call Jake up, and Eddie's like, oh, hi, Jake. We just want to give you the opportunity to be lead deckhand. You're going to have a big day tomorrow. It's a luau. Jake's like, oh, thank you. Thank you very much. And the captain's like, all right, you need to do something about that hair. Try and keep it as nice as your mustache, all right? You're going for that look of someone who's just tied a damsel to a train track, okay? I can't have you looking like a surfer on top. Surfing doesn't work on trains.
Yeah, let me shake your hand. Oh, no, why? I don't know why you're presenting your butt to me. I'm not going to stick my hand in there, but okay.
So Fraser is telling Jess to go touch up a cabin, and the guys are just like, bourbon, please, bourbon. And Fraser goes to talk to Rena, and Jake goes to talk to Rena, and he's like, I'm lead. They're like, woohoo!
And Raina's like, I mean, what's he going to do now? I mean, yell at me? That's not possible. He just kissed me. Never in the history of male supervisors who've kissed people, women that they've worked with, have they ever then turned that into rage and used it against the woman. So I think I'm pretty set.
So Wes is like, wow, I think that guy's a solid bet. It's probably the mustache. I wonder how he gets it so dark. I'm going to have to ask him about that. God, I love his mustache.
So then I just wrote down Jess struggling with pillowcases. I don't even remember what happened, but she was struggling with them.
she just goes, I hate these pillowcases. It's like my grandma always said, I hate these fucking pillowcases.
So then she Fraser says my name instead of pillowcases.
Everyone's asking where Richard is, and Fraser's like, Richard, he was pooping. And so he comes out, he's like, do not go in there. And Heather's like, how much weight did you lose? And he's like, listen, you know what? I'm not going to change. Not one bit for this white party. I'm not changing shit.
I thought that was an awfully familiar joke to be making by the chief steward to a guest about how much weight they lost.
Because he's always talking about poop. He's like, I'm going to shit in that one. Then he comes out like, yeah, just shit.
So then Justin's whole thing now is that he doesn't want to put on white clothes for the white party. He's like, I don't want to change, actually. Not one goddamn bit. But Terry's like, but it's a white party tonight, so you have to wear the white. You have to change. And now there's like this issue because now Justin's trying to go down one staircase, but his room is another direction. So this guy Colin's like, you're going the wrong way. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. No, I'm not. And then Terry tries to go down. It's like, now you're going the wrong way, Terry. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. Get the fuck out of here. My fucking staircase.
These people. So Rachel is having Wes set up mise en place for, well, not mise en place, but like set up plates for her. And she's like, all right, you got to do mint, coriander, basil. He's like, I'm just telling you, I've never done this. She's like, it doesn't matter. You're going to be fine.
And then the gays downstairs are getting ready. And Curtis is like, all of this product just to put it under a fucking hat. He's so mad. He hates this entire trip, but it's probably clearly like his, like, the primary is his boss, and he got dragged to this.
Yeah. So it's time for Captain with the Dinner. Dinner with the Captain. And Michael's like, I'm really excited to sit next to this captain. More bourbon, please.
Yeah. And so Justin's like, where's the captain? And the gay is like, be patient. Ugh. And Terry goes, you know, I actually think he's kind of hot. And Jess goes, Jesus! Has anyone told her we can't even take her anywhere? Jesus, Terry, come on!
You already have 3 full drinks in front of you, by the way. He's like, you know what? Why don't you shut up, all right? Yeah.
And when he says, we can't take her anywhere, one of the gays goes,
is that for you? Because that would be accurate for you, too.
You have a thermos.
A thermos at a formal dinner on a yacht.
I'm just trying to be fucking efficient, huh? So Captain Lee sits down, and then they start making small talk about
Captain,
Michigan.
Captain, where are you from? He's like, Michigan. Oh my God, I'm from Michigan too. I went to First State. Oh, that's a nice college. Is it? I went to college.
One of them's like, Jesus, Terry, you went to college? I'd never know it.
No, I wouldn't know it by your mouth, Terry. So then the gay goes, I'm sorry, and how many words do you use a day, Justin? He's like, usually they start with fuck and you. Oh, God, he got me again. God, I wish I had good retorts for Justin.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
And the captain's just not amused. It's like his unamused face. And then more drinking. And the first course is served. And Justin goes, what the hell is that?
And then the primary's like, I have no idea what I'm eating. And Terry goes, oh, well, you have to take a sip of this. You have to use a spoon. And like Michael, the primary, just sort of like has a spoon and the cup like in his mouth. It's like he's never had soup before.
Yeah. He's like, how do you eat this? Huh? I got no fucking idea what I'm eating. And Captain's
my
like,
sandwich
it's got
melted.
A little kick to it. It's not bad. He's like, what is this, soup?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. So he's like, you've dealt with a bunch of assholes, haven't you? He's like,
on occasion.
Well, we're just a bunch of real estate buffoons. And then the gay goes, notice how this one's clutching his thermos? You were at the fanciest dinner of your entire life and you have a thermos.
He's like, yeah, but I haven't had to ask anyone to refill my ice once. You know what that means? I don't got to tip shit.
He goes, hey, you know what? I want some tequila. And then Curtis, the gay, goes, we are in the middle of a whiskey pairing, and if you ask for tequila, I will fucking kill you.
He's like, you can go fuck yourself. And then the one with the hair, the straight guy with the hair is like, Justin, shut the fuck up. He's like, there you go. You know what? I'm going to throw myself off the boat. So this he leaves. He goes downstairs.
This was actually kind of amazing charter because normally on Below Deck, we have the asshole monsters, which is what most of these guys are, or we have the awful gays. So it's very rare that we have them both together, and seeing them clashing was a real delight for me. It was like a great mashup.
Yeah. So Raina is asking Justin. Oh, no. Yeah. So Raina sees Justin, who's the guy who went downstairs. And she's like, are you finished with dinner? And he's like, nah, I just walked out of dinner. They're going to be pissed.
And Heather's like, guess what, everyone? We're down a guy. He left the table. It's only a matter of time before the 5 of them pass out into their soup. Just give it a minute, guys. Give it a minute.
So Wes comes to talk to the guy, Justin, who's sitting alone. He's like, what's up, man? He's like, I can't be a dinner full of kiss asses for no asses.
Yeah. Yeah. Bunch of kiss asses. I'm just in here trying to enjoy myself. And Wes goes, well, I think you're doing a fantastic job on peanut butter gels right now. Whoa. So Justin goes, fancy dinner can kiss my ass.
And he's sitting there like a little kid, like with his legs hanging off the swim platform. He's all upset.
Yeah.
Or it's not the swim platform, but off the side of the boat.
Yeah. So then Mike upstairs, Michael is like, hey, where's the girl down on the galley? And Rachel walks up. She's like, you mean Rachel? Yeah, here I am. We're going to have steak. Here's your steak. Eat it. Have fun. Enjoy. Bye.
Hey, Captain Lee, where the fuck did she come from, huh?
And goes, she was probably born just like the rest of us. God, they're drunker than a 4-peckered goat. Hey. They're drunker than a 4-peckered. They're drunker than a herd of 4-peckered goats.
Morons. Because as we all know, 4-peckered goats are the alcoholics of the goat world. The more penises you have, the more drunk you get. It's just a fact.
So then Heather is Heather's down in the galley, and she's telling Rachel that they love the steak, which I wrote down because she said this in front of a box of Wheat Thins, and I forgot to mention on Salt Lake City. That when Jen Shah was when the feds came to arrest Jen Shah, there was a prominent Wheat Thins box in the limo there, and I was like, this has been a great week for Wheat Thins on Bravo. They're just really in the thick of it, you know.
Wow, it's a new vaginal rejuvenation.
Yeah, we did. It's great product placement. Yeah.
So they're all talking about, yeah, that girl can cook, son of a bitch, eating her food. And then Wes goes to check on Justin. He's like, can I get you anything? He's like, I just want my dinner. I want it right here. And Wes is like, this is why I don't drink whiskey. Don't give me whiskey. I turned into a gremlin. Once I started a fight with a Jeep. No one was in it, but I was like, fuck you, Jeep.
Listen, I do handle my alcohol well, just not whiskey. Oh, man, what a funny time. So then Michael turns to Captain Lee and he's like, so what does your wife do? She's like, well, nothing. She's paid her dues. Yeah, she had to put up with your ass. He's like, okay, I am so glad I did not wear my shirt with the giant parrot on it, because they did not deserve that splendor tonight.
God, if I had wasted that black palm trees at sunset shirt on these losers, I'd be real pissed. So he's like, where do you live? He says, Florida, Fort Lauderdale. Oh, God, that's a horrible place to live, isn't it? He's like, actually, I love Florida. And the guy's just like,
So then Wes sets up like a little table on the swim platform. So now Justin's on like his best behavior. You know, he's basically the Stockholm syndrome thing where he's like awful, but then like he's going to be really, really nice all of a sudden. So he's like, oh, God, I fucking love you guys. Yeah, thank you guys fucking so much. This is fucking amazing. Thank you. Oh, God, I love this fucking chair, this fucking swim platform. Oh, the fact that fucking Stairmaster is facing the fucking ocean. What a fucking wonderful fucking time, man.
So Heather's like, Frasier, I need you to get water for the bedrooms. Just put some water in the bedrooms. So he comes up with a tray of Evian's that he's pulled out of the fridge. And she goes, no, not cold. He goes, what? Don't put cold down. It'll leave a stain. You need to put warm Evian in the room. So he's like, oh, fuck me. And then he just mutters as he goes down, warm Evian bottle is hardly standard, is it? Yes, it is standard when you're putting a fucking bottle in a hotel room.
Have you ever had colds? Like,
is this guy even really astute, or is he just kidding?
I might as well just take some feces and shape it in the shape of a bottle and put it up next to the bed at this point. Just all trash.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering if he's just like auditioned for the show and isn't really, because everybody knows that one.
I actually didn't know that one, but when she said it, it made total sense. I was like, yes, of course. But I think he overestimates his experience and his professionalism. And I think that's what it is. And I think he thinks he's the shit and he doesn't like being bossed around because he thinks he knows the way it is. And I feel like everything she said to him has been like very reasonable, except for the orchid. I will grant the orchid moment. But I think everything she said has been like, don't leave trash on a sofa. Don't leave cold beverages on a table because it will get like a ring stain. You know, it makes sense.
Right. Yeah, but to be head of housekeeping, to say he's been head of housekeeping for 2 years and not know that you don't put a cold, sweaty bottle. I don't know. It's weird. So, and that's what I'm going to get hung up on. I don't give a shit about anything on this show about except the temperature of the water, you know?
Yeah.
So he's like, fuck me. So then he goes down to make a bed with Jess and he's like, you know what, babe? You know, it's the tone that's used. It's the tone. And she's like, oh my God, I just try to ignore her. Okay. Here's what you do. Put your feelings in a balloon and let it go. Okay. It's like my grandma used to say. Shut up, you stupid pussy. Make the bet.
Listen, I treat what Heather says the way my parents treat me. Just ignore, okay? So then Heather is like checking in on the turndowns, and she's like she's happy with what she sees. And then upstairs, Justin's like, I don't want to eat up there, okay? I hate this shit, okay? And he drops a fork. I don't know why I wrote that down. But then upstairs, now Terry is wasted, and she's like, so, Captain Lee, where'd you grow up? He's like, well, Saginaw. Oh, Mike, Saginaw. You know what I like about Saginaw? It has the word sag and it has the word naw. And you put them together and you get Saginaw. So, Captain Lee, where'd you grow up?
It's like Michigan. Oh, my God, that's funny. We grew up in the same place.
And the guy's like, I love you, but you're repeating yourself. She's like, that's annoying.
That's what turns her. Because, like, that guy's the only, like, civilized person of this charter. This one guy who actually is, like, kind enough to pull her aside and, like, whisper in her ear so that he's not totally, like, embarrassing her. And she's most annoyed about that. She's, like, super annoying. And then after that, she's super salty about everything.
Yeah. So the captain's like, gotta go. So he leaves. And the gays are mortified. Like, you know what? It was our pleasure. Oh my God. That was a shit show.
The gays are trying to do that thing. They're basically trying to say, like, we are so sorry that these people are awful, but they know they can't really say that. So, like, he sort of gets to the edge. He goes, I just have to say, I'm so. Thank you. Thank you for everything.
It was our honor, sir. It was our honor. So Heather sees the captain. She's like, you look like you're having your teeth pulled. He's like two goddamn root canals. So the captain goes into the kitchen. He's talking to the staff. He's like, that was brutal. I don't know how many times she told me she was from Michigan. And that Justin, flat out rude.
I'm out of here, kids. I'm gonna go dream about Michigan tonight, okay? Oh, man.
I'm going to go do another 45 minutes on the stair climber with a view just to remind myself that I'm not goddamn Michigan.
God damn it. Who put a mitten on my bed? Oh, wow. Michigan's everywhere. So then Curtis is going to bed. People are going to bed. And Mike says, hey, good night, Beetlejuice. Because Curtis is wearing like a black and white vertical stripe. And you know, he was like, this is couture.
He stopped. Like, he stopped and was about to say something. He was like, I will not. And just walks off.
You may be my boss, but there are certain lines that should not be crossed. Okay. This is Givenchy. So then
Justin is downstairs still eating his own meal. And Raina's still there. And he goes, God, I'd rather hang out with you fucking people than them. And she starts cracking up. He's so rude. So then, head to bed. Terry's like, Michael, you need to go to bed now, Michael. And he's like,
yeah, he at least goes to bed. But so now the guests are there. Terry and I think the other guy are trying to like find Justin or talk to him. And they start to like bicker with him. And Terry's like, I am going to kill him. And the gay goes, he missed a lovely lobster. He goes, no, I didn't. I ate my dinner down here, so you go fuck yourself, you dickhead. I had the lovely lobster.
You can fuck yourself right now, you asshole.
She's like yelling down from him from above. She's like, Eddie, what is going on down there? Asshole. Jason, what the fuck are you doing, Jason?
He's like, I'm sitting my desk down on the back of the boat is what I'm doing. Are you fucking kidding me, Jason? Look at me in the eyes. Look at me in the eyes. Go fuck yourself, okay? I'm gonna fucking kill somebody.
It's like looking at an actual trash bin and the trash bin is talking and you're listening to the trash bin talk. That's what it's like.
So they're yelling at each other and then she comes down there and she's like, well, no, she stumbles back to the table and Raina and Jake are talking and Justin comes lumbering and she's like, you didn't show up to dinner? Fuck you. You didn't show up to dinner.
And he goes, you know what? I'm going to need you to unpack that further. She goes, I don't got to unpack it further.
She's like, and I don't know what you're doing. You did not show up. Unpack it further. I don't have to pack it. She goes, I said unpack it, which you know that this is probably something that happens at the office all the time. This unpack and pack routine.
Heather, come on. We've got guest drama. And so she runs and they're like watching from the side.
And she's like, we came here as a family, and you couldn't fucking show up to dinner.
And Heather's saying that she thinks that they're, like, Justin and Terry are secretly fucking, and that Terry is the dom. I'm not sure if I pick up on that vibe, but either way, Justin's like, if you want to get pissed about it, watch how goddamn confident I am sitting here happy as fuck. Justin, I can't believe you're doing this right now.
And the gays are in the upstairs balcony hiding, basically. And they're like, oh my God, we can even hear them up here. And then Rachel runs up the stairs so she can watch the fight, too. Frasier puts it perfectly. He just goes, they're just not chic. They probably won this from some sort of lottery or something.
Hey, Frasier. Hi, it's Curtis. does this make me look like Beetlejuice? Just wanted to check.
Oh, it looks like beetle trash or like beetle garbage. That's what it looks like.
So then Justin goes, okay, I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to walk you back to your fucking room and you're going to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, get your ass up those stairs. So then Frasier, Frasier's cracking up. And Rachel is like, oh my, because he's crouching down so he can listen because he doesn't want to get in trouble for listening, right? So they pass by and Rachel's like, oh, it's like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Stew over there. And Justin's like, you can fuck, shut the fuck up as far as I'm concerned. And Heather's like, okay, well, now I'm kind of worried that it's going to go so far that we can't control it. Kind of like water rings.
And Justin is like, Justin calls Heather over and is like, yeah, she needs to go away now. Terry needs to go away. And so now Eddie is getting concerned that it's getting aggressive. And Justin's like yelling, like, go fuck yourself and throw yourself off the boat, huh? And Heather goes, two fingers or one.
Because he keeps walking away, but then Terry keeps following him.
Yeah.
So, like while she's yelling at him. So now he's sitting on the couch and then Terry's like, hi. And she sits down. He's like, get her out of here. Get her the fuck away from me. And Eddie's like, this is dangerous. So Heather just says, okay, now we should just disperse. Just disperse. So he walks off and Terry's like,
sobbing in the corner. And Justin's like, this is some shit that is fucking sideways. So Eddie's like, okay, why don't you guys stay away from each other? How about that? And then Terry comes like barging over like, I've got something else to say. Michigan.
So silly.
And that's where it ended. It was a to be continued. Yep. It's pretty funny.
That is your brain on whiskey, people.
That there it is. Well, yeah. That was fun. That was a good time. Tomorrow we're back with Vanderpump Rules. So come listen to that. And we will talk to you on the next episode. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C.
Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClellan.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica 500 Days of Summers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Don't Get Salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's Go on a Bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan and Cap Sewell.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Kristen the Ruby Rubano.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture.
We love you guys.